What was your most embarrassing moment? I think the last time I was asked that question was at a party at a friend's home. There were a few of us sitting around in a circle, and the host asked that question to help get us to know each other and sort of break the ice. And I can remember my answer because for me, life's most embarrassing moment was also one of my life's most dangerous. It happened in the South Pacific during the Second World War. I was serving with the 1st Marine Division as a machine gunner on an armored amphibious tank. It was our job to prepare the way for the infantry to hit the beach. As our tank pulled up on dry land, an enemy artillery shell hit our vehicle, and it went right through us, in one side and out the other. A moment later, another shell hit us, this time plowing into our ammunition. And miracle of miracles, it didn't blow up. Immediately, I was on the intercom notifying our crew that we should leave this tank as quickly as possible. I threw open my hatch, jumped out, and hit the ground running. As I was hopping from hole to hole and from tree to tree, the sergeant came up to me. "You okay, Imes?" "Yeah, I'm okay, Sarge." He looked me over and said, "Imes, where's your helmet?" "Must be back in the tank, Sarge. We left in kind of a hurry." He then asked, "Where's your duty belt?" "Must be back in the tank, Sarge." And then he heaved a sigh of disgust and shouted, "As a matter of fact, Imes, where's your rifle?" There I was, hopping from hole to hole, tree to tree, making my way inland with absolutely no equipment to fight the enemy or to defend myself. An embarrassing and dangerous situation. I was absolutely useless to our cause. As I look back on that moment, I am reminded of hundreds of Christians I have seen who are not prepared to advance the cause of Christ. When was the last time you read Ephesians 6, 10 through 20, and took a careful look at the Christian's armor? Verse 11 says we are to put on the full armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. We have a strong enemy. Don't be caught empty-handed like I was. Where to start? Daily Bible reading, the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.